Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
Going forward in contracts, I'll make sure that I have the inspection period happening 5 days before, make sure that that happens at least 5 days before close of escrow. And I don't think I'll have any of my buyers' contracts go out longer than 10 days.
Best ever listeners, before we get into today's episode, I want to mention Trevor McGregor. Trevor is a real estate results coach. I've been paying him and working with him for years now. He actually is responsible for giving me the idea to do a podcast. So it's not only about transactions that he gives advice on, how to find more deals, how to make more money, but also how to build a holistic plan around your real estate entrepreneurship endeavors. That's what I love about working with Trevor, that and being held accountable for what I say I'm going to do and actually making sure that I follow through and do it. I feel like I'm a pretty results-oriented, accountable kind of person, but it's always nice to have someone who's there guiding you along the way and giving you strategy as well as psychology tips for how to deal with, you know, the things that come up as a real estate entrepreneur. Trevor has made a wonderful offer for the best ever listeners, and that is that he's offering a free coaching session. Go to coachwithtrevor.com. That's coachwithtrevor.com. Highly recommend him. I've worked with him before. I'm currently working with him right now as my business, as my real estate investing coach. Highly recommend you do the same. Take him up on his offer. Get a free coaching session. coachwithtrevor.com. Best ever listeners, how's it going? Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever show. I'm Joe Fairless, and this is a show where we cut out all the fluffy stuff. We don't deal with that. We get straight to the real estate investing advice that moves your business forward. We've spoken to Barbara Corcoran from Shark Tank, Robert Kiyosaki, the author of Rich Dad Poor Dad, and many other successful best ever guests. And with us today, we have a real estate investor who just got done doing her first wholesale deal. And so it's going to be a slightly different perspective. It's going to be from someone who is just getting started. And for all of the best ever listeners who are just getting going, then this is going to be a wonderful episode because there are many learnings from her first wholesale deal that she's going to share with us. How you doing, Randy Burgo?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great as well. Nice to have you on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, yeah, looking forward to it. A little bit about Randy, and then she'll get into her background in more detail. She's based in Tempe, Arizona. She's previously been doing tech support for 15 years. She's worked at GoDaddy for a little while. She, as I mentioned, has done one wholesale deal, and you can check out her website. It's actually a splash page that leads to a couple different websites that she has. It's Arlo, A-R-L-O, James, J-A-M-E-S.com. It's got some beautiful cursive writing on it, and Arlo James, a nice, clean format and layout. So check out arlojames.com. And with that being said, Randy, you want to give the best ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now?
Yeah, sure. I'm still focusing on wholesaling here in the Phoenix area. I've been doing it for about 2 years now. Probably the first thing that I learned about this whole business is the age old expression, don't go into business with your best friend. It doesn't work out generally. And for those people that it has worked out, more power to you. But I was one of the many people that it didn't work out with.
All right. So, yeah. So, don't go into business with your best friend. With your first deal, and we're going to get to all the learnings, and that's one of them, it sounds like. Let's set the stage with your first and only wholesale deal. How many months ago did you close on that?
I think I closed on that in August, so almost 6 months ago, a little over 6 months.
Six, 7 months ago. You closed on it in August. How did you find it?
We did a direct mail campaign, and the lady called from I think it was the third round of mailers that we had sent.
And who's we?
This would be my former business partner and I.
Okay, got it.
So shortly, we had started up the business probably in December or January of previously, the year before. Mm-hmm. And then started a mailer campaign in Kansas City. I don't know why. I think we had shiny object syndrome or something. Mm-hmm. And then focused here in Arizona since it was our backyard. And then that lady called in and I got it under contract for, I think, 55. And I ended up selling it for just under 80. So it was a pretty good spread, but it was stressful to say the least.
Why was it stressful?
Well, it's your first deal. So you're kind of figuring it out as you go. We had some training modules and things like that we were following along with, but it was just kind of winging it. Fortunately, we did have a friend that had done a few deals before us, so we had him to rely on. But everything that could have gone wrong, I think, did go wrong. We ended up having to extend the contract with the seller, I think, two different times. And then we got bullied really badly by the buyer. So that was hard to take.
First question, training modules. Did you sign up for some program?
So we had a friend that was working with Cody Sperber, and we used his Fast Track to learn pretty much everything that we learned about wholesaling. And then just going through different podcasts, you know, like Bigger Pockets, your podcast. I think Flip Nerd we used too.
Mm-hmm. Mike Hambright. I'm not familiar. I haven't come across Cody. How is the program?
Very informative. He's
good.
And the videos are pretty entertaining, actually.
Good, good. You had some training modules. You also had a friend you said you could rely on, but things still came up. One of them was you had to extend the contract with the seller twice. What happened?
Well, so we kind of made the assumption that selling a property in the market that we were in would be really easy. So we didn't really focus too much on building our buyer's list before we sent out our first mailer. So by the time that we had gotten the house under contract, we only had like two buyers, and it wasn't in an area that either of those two were interested in. So we had to get creative with how we were going to get the property out there. Ultimately, we found somebody through Craigslist. But like I said, he was a little bit of a bully. So he took advantage of the fact that it was our first deal, and he could tell pretty early on that it was our first deal. So he kind of pushed us around a little bit. Fortunately, I had my friend, so he could tell me all of the tricks in the book. We had set our inspection period on the closing contract with the buyer for escrow. I think for the entire duration that we had the contract with the seller, which is why we had to go back and extend it a couple of times. One, because we didn't have buyers within the first 15 days. And then the second one was because we needed more time because the buyer. So I guess this is like a trick. He waited until the very last day, last hour to request to see the property. He had paid his earnest deposit and everything like that. But when he went and viewed the property the last day, last hour, right before we're supposed to sign close of escrow, he said it was in such horrible condition that he wanted a reduction in price. And unfortunately, my partner at the time agreed with him. I wasn't there. I was at a different meeting. But my partner agreed with him that we should do a reduction in price, which I didn't think we should do, because even 80K for that house, as bad of condition as it was still a stellar deal. So we ended up having to go back and forth with the buyer, trying to get him to honor what he had originally said that he was going to do. And finally, I put it on the table and I was like, look, you can either take the deal that you already know is a good deal, or you can walk away from your earnest deposit and I'll just find another buyer somewhere else. So I ended up having to play hardball, which was a hard lesson for me to learn because I'm kind of a nice person. But yeah, it eventually ended up working out, and I think he signed. We just left it on the table. I think it was a Friday that we had close of escrow on, which I'll never do again. I'll make sure that's on a Monday from now on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he went in on that following Monday, and he did sign and submitted all the final paperwork and everything like that. So we did actually close on it, but we didn't think we were going into the weekend.
Did he do anything else other than having that walkthrough on the last day of the last hour?
Yeah. So going forward in contracts, I'll make sure that I have the inspection period happening 5 days before. Make sure that happens at least 5 days before close of escrow. And I don't think I'll have any of my buyers' contracts go out longer than 10 days.
Okay.
Just so that so there's less wiggle room and less needs for, I don't really know how to explain it. Less stress when it comes down to the last hour.
Yeah, a little less gray hair is how you explain that. Will you repeat those two things? I want to make sure I've captured them. Make sure the inspection period ends 5 days before escrow?
Yeah, ends 5 days before escrow and probably only do 10-day contracts with buyers.
And how long was yours?
30.
Okay.
Because I had it run the rest of the time that I had with the seller, and because I got an additional 30 days with her, I went ahead and did it for 30 days.
Oh, you didn't leave any padding.
No, and I should have left padding.
Okay, I get it.
Hindsight, yeah, leave more padding.
Got it. Let's go to the, well, you but at the end of the day, you and your business partner split 25K, right?
Yeah. Well, it ended up being 20K because we had to pay back some people for loans. But yeah, we split 20K.
What do you mean for loans?
We borrowed $5,000 to do our first campaign from one of our other friends.
Oh, interesting. For the first campaign, but I believe you said this was on the third round of mailers?
Yeah, so we borrowed a total of $5,000 to do, I think it was a five-round campaign, five mailer. So five sets of mailers to the same list.
Okay. Did you get any other leads that are in the pipeline right now from that five-round campaign?
We did get one other deal off of that, but I didn't work it at all. That was one that my business partner worked. And I think he netted like $5,000 from that one. But I didn't work it at all because I don't remember what was going on at the time.
You two were on your way out.
Yeah, we were on our way out. We weren't really communicating at that point.
What happened?
So he's a really, really close friend of mine, or he was anyways. And we were both pretty traumatized by the death of my dad and didn't want to let other people define our lives. So we started up the business and there was a lot of emotions starting it. But because we were so close, we were constantly nitpicking at each other, poking at each other, always finding ways to get under each other's skin. And I think, you know, when you're working with your best friend, you know how to do that better than, say, when you're not.
Mm-hmm.
And we spent so much time together that it just got to be too much. And then he made a couple of remarks regarding my grieving process that kind of pushed me over the edge.
Mm-hmm.
And we had gone out, my boyfriend had gone out on a limb to help him out with a lot of his financial issues during the time while we were trying to get this business started. And he just kind of like shoved it back in our face that, you know, we weren't helping him out as best as we could. And at the same time, was like, well, maybe we shouldn't have all quit our jobs too soon.
Right.
So another point, don't quit your day job before you absolutely can afford to.
Lots of lessons. And first and foremost, as I mentioned before, we started recording, thoughts are with you and your family, with, you know, the loss of your dad.
Thanks. I appreciate that. It was a hard time, but I learned a lot from that as well. So
what'd you learn?
I'm a lot stronger than I thought I was. I can handle a lot more pressure, a lot more bad news, and I can get stuff done in a hospital that needs to get done.
With the business now, where do you see it going?
So I'm currently in startup mode again. I took a little bit of time off after that last deal and the falling out of my friend. So I'm in startup mode again. I just got the LLC for Arlo James Investments started. Like you had mentioned earlier, I have my website, arlojames.com, which is just a splash page that leads to my lead filtering. Right now, I'm trying to build my buyers list. So I have buyers that I can go to when I get my next house under contract. And I'm also doing some research for which neighborhoods I want to send out mailers to and driving for dollars, that kind of stuff.
We've mentioned, or you've mentioned, a lot of things you've learned along the way of doing your first wholesale deal. So far, based on your experience on that first deal, what's your best real estate investing advice ever?
Shiny object syndrome is real, and try to avoid it because there's so much out there. It's really easy to get distracted. Even like when you're co-wholesaling, you can find yourself researching a property way longer than you need to and then not have it pan out. So really try to focus on exactly what you're doing, exactly what your buyers are looking for, so you don't get distracted.
And how have you identified that now comparing to what you were doing before?
Well, like I said, we initially started off in Kansas City, and that just proved to be a big waste of time. First of all, we weren't familiar with the area, so that made it difficult.
And you're in Tempe, Arizona.
Yes. So
that's not necessarily an afternoon drive.
No. So it was a great buyer's market. There was a lot of activity going on, but because you couldn't go, well, we couldn't go and look, like actually be in the area, it was really difficult to follow up on it. We actually did end up getting one house under contract there, but the seller was kind of crazy and didn't fully understand the process. And I think that ultimately she ended up getting scared off because we weren't in the state. And I think that's one of the reasons that we really started focusing here in Arizona, which made it a whole lot easier.
You ready for the best ever lightning round?
Yeah.
All right. First, a quick word from our best ever partners. Did you achieve all your real estate goals in 2015? Well, if you did, congratulations. Fist bump to you. If you didn't, then go to coachwithtrevor.com. Trevor McGregor is my business coach, my real estate coach. He's also been a guest on the show, episode 320. He is offering a free coaching session for the best ever listeners. Just go to coachwithtrevor.com and it'll help you to achieve your real estate goals in 2016. Do you want to make your investment analysis a breeze while making it look like you spent all week working on it? Then go to getrefm.com/valuate. That's getrefm.com/valuate. This is Bruce Kirsch's company. He's the best ever guest from episode 128. The episode's titled Crash Course on Financial Modeling for Real Estate Investing. Go to his company's website, get the software. You can try it out for free. It's a no-brainer. Getrefm.com/valuate. Best ever book you've read?
Fictions. Probably The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, nonfiction, Zig Ziglar's Secrets of Closing the Sale.
What'd you take away from that book?
Ways to communicate, ways to persuade people.
What's one tip, if you can remember, tactically speaking?
Try not to focus on the price, I think. Focus on the value.
Yes.
It's probably a big one.
What's the best, out of all these things that you've learned, what's the best ever learning from your first wholesale deal?
Well, I'm guilty of this, but I'm getting back on track, is never give up. You're going to fail a lot while trying to do this. You're going to get a lot of no's. People are going to think you're crazy and wonder why they would sell your house, why anybody would sell their house at 70% of market value. Well, the thing is they do.
Mm-hmm.
So never give up. But I am guilty of it because, I took a little bit of time off, but I'm getting back into it. And I'm going to remember that going forward is no matter what, don't give up.
What's the best ever way you like to give back?
Donating time and money to different charities and organizations. I spent quite a bit of time with cancer patients, so I give them rides to and from chemo if I can, if they don't have a way back and forth.
What would you say is the biggest mistake you've made in real estate so far?
Starting a business with my best friend because I lost a friend over it.
And what's the best ever place the best ever listeners can reach you?
rb@arlojames.com is my email. And they're more than welcome to email me any day, anytime.
Well, Randy, thank you for being on the show and sharing what you've learned from your first wholesale deal and what you're experiencing now, getting the wholesale company up and running, where you're at in the process, the importance of focusing on the buyer's list, and all the miscellaneous lessons that you've learned along the way from Start Local with the campaign of postcards. You were starting pretty far away, and you have a nice local market there that you are now focused on. The don't go into business with your friends. I could say that for me personally, I bring in investors. I bring in friends who invest in my deals. Mm-hmm. But what I've noticed, at least for how I like to do business, I also don't hire friends to be team members, although I would consider my team members friends.
Yeah.
I've gotten a taste of what that would be like, just kind of working with my girlfriend on some things, and we're much better girlfriend, boyfriend than team members on, you know, real estate things or whatever. And I embrace that with an asterisk again that, you know, I have many of my friends who were previously friends. In fact, that's basically my whole first round of investors where I raised over $1 million. It was just people who have known me through life or mm-hmm. friends. But as far as like day-to-day team members, I completely agree with you on that. And then the other tactical things that you had mentioned, make sure the inspection period ends 5 days before escrow, and then only do a 10-day contract with the buyer. Just basically leave some padding in there. That's the main thing. Just leave some padding in there so that you're not pressed up against timeline and having to negotiate against yourself because you didn't put in the proper lead time.
Yeah.
So thank you again for being on the show, sharing your advice with the best ever listeners, talking about your experience, and I hope you have a best ever day. Talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You have a great day.
Did you achieve all your real estate goals in 2015? Well, if you did, congratulations. Fist bump to you. If you didn't, then go to coachwithtrevor.com. Trevor McGregor is my business coach, my real estate coach. He's also been a guest on the show, episode 320. He is offering a free coaching session for the best ever listeners. Just go to coachwithtrevor.com and it'll help you to achieve your real estate goals in 2016. Do you want to make your investment analysis a breeze while making it look like you spent all week working on it? Then go to getrefm.com/valuate. That's getrefm.com/valuate. This is Bruce Kirsch's company. He's the best ever guest from episode 128. The episode's titled Crash Course on Financial Modeling for Real Estate Investing. Go to his company's website. Get the software. You can try it out for free. It's a no-brainer. Getrefm.com/valuate.